Oceanic cartography. Full fathom 5. How to map the seabed from the sky.
An alien seeking a name for the third planet from the sun might reasonably plump for sea or ocean rather than Earth. 2/3 of its surface is covered by salt water, and its predominant color, viewed from far away in space, is blue. What underlies all this brine, though, remains surprisingly mysterious to the planet's ape-descended inhabitants. As recently as 2019, for example, researchers found several thousand new underwater mountains, known as seamounts, by measuring the effects of their gravity on the ocean's surface. More such discoveries almost certainly await. One important reason for ignorance about the seabed is the lack of a tool that can easily map its topography from an aircraft flying above the water. That, though, is about to change. Researchers at Stanford University, led by Armin Ababian, an electrical engineer, have developed what they call the Photoacoustic Airborne Sonar System, PASS. This makes it possible to scan the ocean floor rapidly from a helicopter rather than relying on a slow-moving ship or submarine. The problem to be solved is that sound waves, in the form of sonar, are the only reasonable way to accomplish such mapping. Both light beams and the radio waves of radar are rapidly absorbed by water. Sound, by contrast, propagates well. What it does not do well is cross the boundary between water and air. When this happens, its amplitude is diminished a millionfold. That diminution applies in both directions, so a pulse of sonar broadcast from an aircraft and reflected back to it from the sea floor would have a trillionth of its original amplitude. Expecting to detect such a reflection would be a fool's errand. PASS partly overcomes the air-sea boundary problem by circumventing the first of those crossings. It does so by generating the sonar pulses not on board the aircraft, but rather in the water itself, using intense bursts of laser light fired at the water's surface. These heat the water, causing rapid expansion. That generates a sound wave which propagates to the sea floor, whence it is reflected back to the surface. Only then does it cross the energy-sapping interface between water and air. Though that still weakens the signal a lot, the other part of PASS, a device called a seamount, is sensitive enough to detect it.